We're about to begin in the Kinos, the series that the Rav referred to as Tzion's. We're going to begin with Kina Lamed Vav. I'd like to start off by giving a bit of background on the author of the Kina, which is Rav Yehuda Halevi. Rav Yehuda Halevi, of course, is famous for the Sefer, the Kuzari, that he wrote. But there are a couple of other interesting things about his life that are worth mentioning. Firstly, he was a Talmud of the Rif and a contemporary of the Rima Gash. And he was either the Mechutan or the father-in-law of the Perush on the Torah of the Eben Ezra. And besides for his accomplishments as a Talmud Chacham and a philosopher and a poet and an author, he also managed to be a doctor for various kings and noblemen and a businessman as well. And besides for, in addition to his writing of the Kuzari, he put together a set of poems or songs called the Shirei Tzion. And both in those poems, as well as in the Kuzari itself, Rabbi Yehuda Halevi expresses a deep love and a yearning for Eretz Yisrael and the great importance of a Jew to live there, since, of course, this elevates him spiritually and brings him close to Hashem. One of the Shirei Tzion is the Kina that we are about to read, Tzion Halo Tishali. Most of us in this room have left behind families and friends and homes and whatever else in Chutz Laaretz and made aliyah here to Eretz Yisrael to create the potential for spiritual growth for our families and for ourselves. It's worth keeping in mind that when times get tough, and they often do, we should try to remember how fortunate we are to be here. And just as we read in this parasha yesterday in Chumash Devarim, we're reminded of the fact that Moshe and Aaron and the entire Dor HaMidbar were not able to realize this dream and these wishes of coming to Eretz Yisrael. So we have a lot to be grateful for and should always try to take advantage of the many growth opportunities that present themselves here in Eretz Yisrael. And some of those are mentioned in our Kina. So let's go through a few of the stanzas and point those pieces out, and which will help us again realize that we are very lucky to be living here. Firstly, the Kina begins, the first paragraph, Tzion haloti shali lishlom asirayich, Dor she shlomech v'hem yeser adorayich. So the Kina, Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, implores Tzion, which is being used here synonymously with Eretz Yisrael. He implores Eretz Yisrael to ask for to be concerned over the asirayich, which is all the people in Golus, to be concerned over them and daven for their shalom. Why? Because they too, Dor She Shlomeh, they, those Asirayich, are concerned about you, Eretz Yisrael, and are davening for you. Behem Yeser Adorayich, they are your flock. Miyam, Umizrach, Umitzafon, V'teman, all four directions, from west and east, north and south, Shalom, Rachok, V'karov, there should be peace to those living far, and Karov, I would say, even refers to people living in Eretz Yisrael who are nonetheless in Golos. You should always be seeking shalom for them, peace for them. Si'i kol mikol avarayach, and gather them in from all the sides. Now, a few lines later, the Kina mentions, as it goes on to describe various malos of Eretz Yisrael, it says, Sham hashchina shchuna lach, v'hayotzrech pasach l'mul sha'arei shachak she'arayich. And this is referring to the Makom Ashras HaShechina, Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash, and it talks about the fact that it's the Pesach Lemul Sha'arei Shachach She'arayich, that actually the Makom HaMikdash and the Makom Ashras HaShechina is the portal through which all tefillos ascend to heaven. And I think that even during Golus, the Makom HaMikdash, or for our practical purposes, the Kosel, that still gives us access to the Shaarei Shamayim, and it can still greatly inspire our tefillos, which of course is something that we can take advantage on a regular basis, us who live here in Eretz Yisrael. Moving on, Rav Yehuda Halevi talks about a few lines later. Just a moment. Af ki ba'amdi alei kivros avosai ve'eshtomem alei chevron mivchar kvarayich. Rabbi Yehuda Halevi talks about the great growth and spiritual elevation that can be achieved if you could only be by the Kivrei Avos in Chevron, Kvarim of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov and the Imahos. And this is something that, and an opportunity that we can avail ourselves of, that we can take advantage of by visiting and davening at the Maris HaMachpelah and the many other Kivrei Tzadikim and Tzidkanios across Eretz Yisrael. A few lines later, he says, Chaye Nishamos Avir Artzeich. Now here, some of the Mefarshim say that this refers to the fact that the Avir of Artzeich, of Eretz Yisrael, has the koach, or will have the koach, in the time of Tchias HaMesim, to make it very easy for those that are buried in Eretz Yisrael to simply rise up from the grave. The atmosphere of Eretz Yisrael will wake them up and they'll simply stand up. However, the people in Chutz La'aretz that are going to be Zochet Techiyas HaMesim will first have to roll underground, which is probably not very comfortable, before being able to experience Techiyas HaMesim. That's one pshat. But there's another pshat that is perhaps relevant to us even now, before Techiyas HaMesim comes along. And that refers to the fact that the air of Eretz Yisrael actually nourishes our neshamos, the neshamos of the living person, the people that are alive and well, by breathing in the air of Eretz Yisrael, makes us more prone and open to ruchnius. We're all familiar with the phrase, avira de Eretz Yisrael machkima. Just being in Eretz Yisrael can help us in our learning and our general day-to-day thinking and logical reasoning. This is another thing that we can be grateful for and take advantage of the gift. If we move back a couple of lines in the Kina, here Rabbi Yehuda Halevi talks about his yearning and desire to be able to come to Eretz Yisrael. It says, Mi yasali knafayim va'archik nedod, anid lebisre levavi ben besarayach. I wish I could grow wings to be able to fly to Eretz Yisrael and travel through all of its areas. And the next line, Epo la'arpi arle artzeich. I would love to just fall on the ground. Ve'eretz avanayach lim'od va'achonin esafarayach. For I so love your stones and the dust of the earth itself. This refers to a pasuk in Tehillim, Kapitel Kuf Beis, Ki Ratzu Avodecha Es Avoneha Ves Afari Yechonenu. Hashem's servants love the physical aspects of Eretz Yisrael, even the seemingly insignificant stones and dust of the earth. All of these are living parts of Eretz Yisrael. And Rabbi Yehuda Halevi expresses a desire to be able to make contact with them. And this also goes to show that even for us, just walking in Eretz Yisrael, every step, every Dalet Amos, without having to daven or learn at the time, that itself is a great schus that we can always merit. Ashreinu, we are very fortunate. The kina, towards the end, goes on to bemoan the churban and how it affected Eretz Yisrael and took it, made it fall from where it had been. But it ends on the hopeful note that the Geula will soon set things straight and restore Eretz Yisrael back to its original glory. As we say in the last paragraph, we should be zoche liros betovas bechirayich, to see the goodness come back to Eretz Yisrael, la'alos besimchaseich, to go up in joy and happiness, b'shuveich elei kadmus ne'urayich, and to return Eretz Yisrael to, again, to its original state of glory. According to the historical accounts, Rabbi Yehuda Alevi himself did make aliyah toward the end of his life. But it's not clear whether he actually made it to Eretz Yisrael or whether he died along the way. One source, the Shalshelos HaKabbalah, says that he did get to Yerushalayim, and when he got there, he tore his clothes and began to crawl on the floor to be mekayim the pasuk that we just mentioned, Ki ratzu avadecho es avaneha ve'safara yichonenu. While he bent down to kiss the stones, he was saying, our kina, the tzion haloti shali. That's what he was muttering. And at that moment, he was trampled to death by an Arab horseman. His Eretz Yisrael aspirations were cut short abruptly, but ours are still going strong. Let's take advantage. Sion, halo tishali. Shalom.